Thank you for listening to Sumner Communications' Internet Podcast Series, where independent retailers receive the latest industry trends, company updates, product news, and marketing strategies. I'm Jess Zarell, Associate Editor for Independent Retailer Magazine and IndependentRetailer.com. Joining me today is Andrew Wren, CEO of Wren Solutions, and we're going to talk about how retailers can help bridge the gap between loss prevention and operations. So my first question for you is, what would you single out as the main goal of a retailer, and how can employees go about supporting that goal?
If you think about what makes successful retailers, it's all about execution. There are hundreds of different things happening in a retail store every single day with many times hundreds of people engaged in that. And so the more tightly they can align themselves to the prescribed methods and processes that have been defined, the more likely there is for profit. And loss prevention is in a unique position in that it can span not only its core functionality of reducing shrink and ensuring compliance, but because it is in the store, it can really backstop and help the operations team, whether it's simple things like helping ensure cleanliness and different customer satisfaction things, all the way through helping customers find products because they do have this more flexible approach in how they interface with the stores.
You talk about a flexible approach, but in your article you also mention a holistic approach that enhances profitability. How would you describe it? How would this look in action in a store?
Well, it's really based on what we mentioned previously on consistent execution and making sure that you can really measure performance. So these best practices are defined and established, and then the hard part is stamping that out in a repeatable fashion over a vast number of stores with that many more people. And what we've seen is you've really got to be able to understand what's expected and measure yourself against that. So there are certainly going to be times where you're non-compliant or there are exceptions to those ideal circumstances or the targets that you're trying to achieve. And so the real successful retailers also are really able to rectify those non-compliant or exception situations quickly to reduce the gap and get them back on track. And then finally, to bring things full circle, they also need to understand holistically across the enterprise different trends and things that are happening so they can go back, reevaluate their practices or processes, or even change some of the metrics and expectations. As customers change and environments change, they need to make sure that they're fully abreast of the real world and the situations that are impacting them day to day so they can re-architect some of the ways they do business to make sure that they're meeting customer expectations and driving that profitability.
Could you maybe give us an example of how a retailer might have to troubleshoot a problem like that?
Absolutely. So in a situation where a good retailer has a well-defined audit process, they may be in looking at different procedural things. So if we're looking at returns at the return counter and ensuring that our employees have been trained properly or are executing to our liking, we know that that is a situation where there can be significant loss and fraud that can occur, sometimes malicious, sometimes because of a training issue. So when we understand or the retailer understands through the audit that there are some processes not being followed as prescribed, they can inject themselves or the appropriate personnel to, you know, offer training to an employee to make sure that they are closing that gap, that risk for non-intended loss, or they can take other actions if it's an issue with employee integrity and a fraudulent case as well. So making sure that we understand what's expected, they monitor and make sure they're doing it the right way. If not, take appropriate action and then feed all that back. So if you see this over and over and there's a bigger problem than just one or two select stores, it may be time to really reevaluate the way they do their entire returns process.
Are there any auditing tools or process auditing tools that you would recommend for that? Or what should retailers be on the lookout for?
Well, we're obviously a little partial. We think we have a pretty strong offering with our own assessment tool. But I think regardless of the specific tool, it's important that retailers really understand that they've got a way to have technology and a tool set that allows them to be very efficient with the audit conducting process. So mobility is a key thought today in retail. So making sure that we're able to leverage, whether it's smartphones or tablets, when we're conducting audits, making that process so we reduce that double entry or the manual entry, then loading it in from an analyst's perspective. Secondly, we need to make sure that if there is a mechanism in place to follow up on some of these non-compliant issues that will crop up and make sure that we can see resolution and follow these things all the way through to the desired outcome. That's a big gap in the process for a lot of people today, is they'll identify these things, they'll talk about an action plan and what they want to achieve, but then nobody ever follows up to make sure that gap was filled and they've closed the loop on it. So that's a key thing, making sure there's some sort of a tasking and task management process in place. And then finally, it's important that there's a trend analysis component, so a reporting that gives an enterprise view back into all the results. We've seen a lot of retailers really do some deep dive analytics into different question types, whether it's compliance or different areas of the store, making sure that they can drill down into questions and really get to the root of where some of their performance issues are. So, you know, mobility, easy conducting, follow up through some sort of a tasking mechanism, and then making sure that we can look back from a reporting perspective and analyze the data. Those are the three things that any tool really should provide.
And three tools that I'm sure the retailers will take to heart. Thank you so much for talking with us today. We really appreciate your input, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome. Take care, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.